Memorial Day joke. I know you were wondering. So, what did one American flag say to the other American flag? Nothing. It just waved. Stand and wave at your neighbors. By the way, all of the songs for today's service are the songs that were chosen by our graduates at their confirmation service 2.5 years ago. So I hope you enjoy them. We'll remain standing for our gathering hymn printed in the bulletin. This guy, and he was going to see a psychologist because he couldn't sleep at night, because every night he laid awake worried that there was somebody hiding underneath his bed. He went to see the psychologist for months and months, didn't get any better no matter what they did. Finally, the guy came in and he said, "I'm cured." The psychologist said, "What happened?" He said, "I cut the legs off my bed. Nothing to worry about now." During this Easter season, we continue to celebrate that by his resurrection, Jesus cut the legs off of death. We have new life, and there's nothing to worry about. So instead of being worried and afraid this morning, know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all. Thank you. Nice job, Carter. Thank you so much. You can remain seated for the prayer of the day. Please join me as we pray together that prayer printed in the bulletin. Bountiful God, you gather your people into your realm, and you promise us food from your tree of life. Nourish us with your word, that empowered by the Spirit, we may love one another and the world you have made. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. All right, at this time, I'd like to invite our class of 2019 to come up front. You can line up right down here and face the congregation. You probably are going to need to go down there because I don't think there's enough room up here. Right. I'm going to start at this end. She's like, oh yeah, good. Okay, so we want to bless you today, graduates, but first we want to hear a little bit from you. So I'm just going to give you the mic, and we're going to pass it on down. Okay, and so each of us, I want you to tell us your name. I want you to tell us what your future plans are. I mean, like, not this afternoon, but with your life, okay? And if you could jump into a swimming pool filled with anything, what would it be? Okay, go. Name, future plans, swimming pool, go.
Okay. Hi, my name is Amy Titus, and in the fall I plan to attend NIAC for nursing, and I would choose dogs.
Dollars?
Dogs.
Oh, dogs, okay, much better.
My name is Cora Crooks. I will be attending the University of Iowa next year for nursing, and I would jump into a swimming pool filled with Jell-O.
Ooh.
My name is Christian Krieger.
She's a good Lutheran, by the way. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'll be attending NIAC for journalism, and I guess I would jump in a pool full of blankets?
I didn't hear you.
Blankets.
Excellent. By the way, put that mic right up to your mouth.
I'm Wolfgang Baldus. I'm going to Luther College for an undecided major, and
you didn't expect to have to think at 8 o'clock, did you? No, I know.
I guess I'm going to have to say water, because that makes the most sense.
Oh. He's a traditionalist. I like it. Okay.
Man, you stole my answer. Now I have to think. I'm Anastasia Baldus. I'm going to Luther College for social work. And if I had to jump into a pool filled with anything, I was going to say water, but I don't want to repeat things because that's boring. like chocolate pudding. I don't know.
Oh, good choice. All right. With your mouth open.
I'm Cassandra Schieser. I'm going to be going to Iowa State University for pre-vet. And if I could jump into a pool full of something, I guess it'd just be pudding.
Right.
Hi, my name is Mariah McKenzie, and I'll be attending the Fashion Institute of Technology for textile and surface design. If I could jump into a pool of anything, it would be scratch cupcakes.
I'm Carter Joe Hanningmeyer, and I'll be going to Wartburg College to study accounting, and I mean, it's got to be money, so.
My name is Madison Ross. I'll be attending Iowa Central to become a dental hygienist in Bull, and I would probably jump into a pool of Jell-O.
All right. I thought you'd say toothpaste.
I'm Samantha Heyer. I'm going to UNI to major in biology and play softball. I'm going to steal Amy's answer and jump into a pool of docs.
All right.
I'm Colton Baldus. I'm going to Luther. I'll be majoring in pre-engineering. And the pool, I jump into a pool of Skittles.
Excellent. I love the creativity and the traditionalism in this group. And I saw the little bit of confusion when you all came in and realized all of a sudden you didn't all fit in the same pew. You figured it out. Good problem-solving skills. I'm proud of you. Okay, so everybody else, you look at the screen there. You guys, you can look at the screen right here. We have a special word for you.
Hey, you did it. From kindergarten until now. Muscling your way through every hard moment, climbing your way up all the mountains that looked too high. You've got a lot to be proud of. You were asked for some inner strength along the way and steady character in challenging circumstances. So here you are, leaving your senior year behind, at the edge of new beginnings, a step toward fulfilling new dreams. So as you go, keep a few things in mind. Don't let others get the best of you. You control your emotions, not other people. Life is about more than making money. It's about making memories. It's about making God famous. And don't forget to call your parents. They worry about you. And remember, you are a treasured life. God formed you out of dust for such a time as this. He lights a path for you and holds you in his hands. May you follow the path God has set before you. May doors be opened before you and roadblocks disappear. And may you always be reminded that nothing is impossible with God.
And so as you follow that path set ahead of you, I don't know where my hymnal went. Oh, it's right here. As you follow the path set ahead of you, we want to bless you today. So we'd love to have the whole congregation come up and lay their hands on you, but that's not logistically possible. So instead, congregation, just want you to like put your hands up towards them, okay? Send them your blessing vibes, and congregation, please repeat after me as we bless our graduates. May God bless you and give you faith. May God be with you and keep you safe. May God guide you as you face many decisions. May God give you peace and strength to become the person you were made to be. Amen. Go with our blessings. Let's congratulate them. All right, you could go back to your seat unless you want to stay for the children's sermon later. All right, you go back to your seats for now. All right. Tonight you can dream about swimming pools and puppies and money. And we'll continue with the reading.
The reading is from Acts 16, verses 9 through 15. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." While he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us. Here ends the reading.
All right, I'd like to invite the kids to come up and join me for the children's sermon and any graduates that want to come up. Come on up, kid. We've got to have somebody. Thank you, Colton. I take big kids today, too. All right. So today, we're going to use our imaginations, okay? So we're going to imagine things. So I want you to imagine that inside of this box is something really, really scary, okay? Something scary that, like, if I took the lid off, it might even make you scream or run away, like maybe snakes or maybe my seventh grade social studies teacher, okay? Something really scary, okay? So imagine, what could be in that box that's really scary? You got something? Hey, who has one?
Student debt.
Ooh, okay. Do you have one?
Sure. Dementors?
I didn't hear
Dementors.
You. Dementors. Dementors. Oh, Harry Potter fan. Okay.
Your parents when they're mad.
Ooh. Anybody else? You got one?
A dead body.
Ooh, a dead body. Do you have one?
A rattlesnake.
Ooh. A microphone. Anybody else? Did I get you? You got nothing. All right. All right.
My creativity thinking about the first question.
I understand. You got one. Okay.
Being short.
Oh, being short. Okay. All right. Now, I want you to switch, and I want you to imagine that inside of this box is something that would make you really, really happy. Okay? So, like, if I took the lid off, it would just make you, that's so awesome, like a unicorn or chocolate pudding, okay? Something that would make you really happy, okay? You got it? Got something? Got nothing? Anybody? Do you have something?
Unicorn?
A unicorn. That's a great answer. I like that. Anybody else? What do you think?
A dragon?
A dragon would make you really happy.
What? No.
Nothing? Okay.
Some kittens?
Kittens, oh.
Wait, if there was a leprechaun in there, that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, that would make everybody happy, especially with gold.
Chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk. All right.
A dog?
A dog, okay. Good. You guys did great. Oh, you got one.
Ferret.
A ferret. Wow, you guys are very creative. Okay, so here's the thing. How likely do you think it is that there is a rattlesnake in here? Not very likely, right? How likely do you think it is that there's a Dementor in here? How likely do you think it is that my seventh grade social studies teacher is in here? Not very likely. Or a dead body. right? Okay, not very likely. Okay, so how likely do you think it is that there, I was going to say student debt in here. No. How likely do you, okay, so that's probably not going to happen. How likely do you think there is a unicorn in here? Not very likely. How likely do you think it is that there's a dog in here? Or a leprechaun? You think? Not very likely, right? You think, okay, you think there could be chocolate milk? It's possible. So here's the thing. We do this to ourselves all the time, though, don't we? We imagine things that could be really scary, but aren't very likely to happen. And then we get all worried and stressed out about it. And we also imagine really cool, big, awesome things that aren't really very likely to happen. And then we get disappointed, right? And so we make ourselves afraid and disappointed when we don't need to be. Jesus tells us today in the reading that I'm going to read that he wants us to have peace and not be afraid and disappointed about all the stuff we imagine. But just know that there are going to be some good things, there are going to be some bad things, but in the end, he's got us. He just wants us to have peace. Everybody take a deep breath and let it out slowly. He just wants us to have peace. Should I open the box? Should I? Okay, let's see what's in here. What's in here? Oh, look! It's peas. Because Jesus wants us to have peas. See, isn't that great? And look, they're already washed and ready to eat. Okay, everybody, congregation, let's bow our heads, fold our hands, repeat after me. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us peace and giving us peas. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Would you like to have a pea? Sure. You're good. All right. You can go and sit down. Thanks. One day you're going to guess. You will. All right. And I'm gonna just pass these around. Go ahead. Pass them around the congregation. Sharing of the peas. And I hope they're all gone by the end of the service. Let's stand for the gospel acclamation. Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter. Jesus answered Judas, not Iscariot, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it occurs, you may believe." This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And you may be seated. Please join me in this opening dialogue on the screen. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today. Electric word, life. It means forever. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun, day or night. In this life, things are much harder. So if the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy. Get it? No, I have no idea. Ever since the song Let's Go Crazy came out by Prince in 1984, the beginning of that song I thought would make a great opening to a sermon. I didn't even know I was going to be a pastor then, right? So thank you for indulging me this morning. So here's the thing, it's hard to believe Prince has been gone for 3 years now. 3 years. Now, it's not like I'm a huge Prince fan or anything, it's just he's part of the soundtrack of my life. I mean, when I came of age in the 80s, his music was one of the people that was really popular. For example, if you came of age in the 60s, chances are when you hear the Beatles, it takes you back to certain moments in your life. Or if you came of age in the 70s and you hear Freebird, right? It takes you back to those days and that moment. And for me, for better or for worse, Prince is part of that for my life, part of that soundtrack that when I hear it, it takes me back to different times in my life. I had somebody tell me once, well, I prefer the King to Prince. Well, of course they do, because that was their generation and not my generation, just like I prefer Prince to Justin Bieber. Like it or not, you guys, Justin Bieber is part of your life forever. Okay? We're all from different generations, right? We have different musical tastes, different ideas, different experiences, different soundtracks to our lives. But the one thing we all have in common is we're just trying to get through this thing called life. And we're just trying to have a little peace along the way. In our gospel reading today, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you." There are lots of different kinds of peace, right? There's the peace that we have because so many brave people fought and died, and we remember them Memorial Day weekend. But also peace is a feeling, a serenity, a wholeness of being one with God and ourselves and the world. And there's also the peace that we experience by being connected to each other, right? But Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you." But when we look around, is there really peace? I mean, where is this peace that Jesus was talking about? We seem so divided. We're divided politically between reds and blues. We're divided economically between haves and have-nots. We're divided between the religious and the non-religious. And even the religions are divided among themselves. And even within our own religion, Christianity, we have so many different denominations and so many different ideas, theologies, rules, ways of seeing things. Where is this peace that Jesus told us about? Now, back in 2008, a Christian named Dan Merchant, he made a movie. He made a documentary, and it's called "Lord, Save Us from Your Followers: Why Is the Gospel of Love Dividing America?" In order to get people to talk to him, to have honest conversation, he put on a jumpsuit that he covered with a variety of different kinds of bumper stickers.
Now, it seems to me this separateness isn't getting any of us anywhere. So I set out across a nation divided to have a conversation with anybody willing to have one.
Pagans and Druids, stop dancing in the woods. Step away from the bonfire. I want to talk. Bible Belt conservatives, do not fear me. I come in peace. Godless citizens of the West, drop your brewskis and chat with me. Intellectual elitists from the East, come down from your ivory towers and talk to this peasant.
Gather round Bumper Sticker Man, boys and girls, and pick out your favorite.
The agnostic, dyslexic, insomniac that lies awake wondering if there really is a dog. I mean, you've got a lot of hot potatoes here right now.
What?
Mm-hmm. Any particular favorites? Hey, we'll get you in a hand. Hang on, Rudolph. We'll be right with you.
I think the abortion, big people killing little people, is interesting.
Well, I like "God Spoke and Bang, It Happened." And I think it fits nicely with Darwin in a Jesus fish.
What good do you think does it do for you to put
pro-American, anti-Bush on your car?
Oh, it's easier than rolling down my window and yelling at everybody.
I come from a very religiously diverse family. My brother's Mormon, my grandpa's a Baptist pastor, my mom is Catholic, my dad is Buddhist, and I'm God.
Let me turn around for you, too. I got some more back here. So, complex ideas are getting reduced to simple bumper sticker slogans, and that seems good enough for lots of people.
So that movie, oh yeah, this is my favorite bumper sticker, live so the preacher won't have to lie at your funeral. Don't want to do that. So that movie came out 11 years ago. 11 years. So what do you think? Have things gotten any better? Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I don't think it's gotten any better. So what Dan Merchant concludes at the end of his documentary is that we aren't really talking to each other anymore. We're yelling at each other with bumper stickers, sound bites, tweets, and memes. The gospel isn't dividing America, he says. We are. We've turned the gospel of love into the gospel of being right. Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. But instead, we worry about who's right and who's wrong. Our first reading today from Acts is actually at the heart of a disagreement in the church, a disagreement about baptism. So in the reading, there are the three guys. There are Paul and Silas and Timothy. They go to Macedonia. They get to Macedonia, and they meet a woman named Lydia, who is a dealer in purple cloth. She's a very successful businesswoman, and she hears the gospel. She believes, and she is baptized. And then Lydia invites the three guys to come to her home and to stay with them, and then the entire household is baptized. Now, you would think that with a very rich, prominent businesswoman, she would have many servants, many people who would help her, that she was taking care of them and their families. And so you would think that there would be at least a few babies there. And so many see this story as an example in the Bible of infant baptism. Now, there are other Christians who do believer baptism, who only baptize older kids and adults, who say, wait a minute. The logic, you can't just say that because the whole house was baptized that there had to have been babies baptized too. That's like saying my friend went to the grocery store. Many grocery stores carry motor oil. Therefore, my friend bought motor oil. Right? You can't just assume that. So bottom line is that we all say that baptism is a statement of some sort. Some say that baptism is a statement by the believer that they accept God and they intend to live a Christian life. Others, like us, say that baptism is a statement by God saying, I accept you, and the promises made by the household, the family, the church, to raise the person in the faith. Either way, we both think that we're right. And in the middle of it is Lydia, purple Lydia. Purple, purple. Who else does that make me think of? Oh, yeah.
I never meant to call you when you're far away. I never meant to call you when you're pain. I don't wanna one time see you laughing.
Now, Prince was an artist who didn't really explain his work very often. And when he did, oftentimes what he said was the exact opposite of what he said the last time. But there is one time recorded where somebody asked him, what's purple rain? He said, red plus blue equals purple. It's about people coming together. What if the story of Lydia, instead of being a story that divides us, can be a story of people coming together? Not worry about who's right and who's wrong, but just that God loves us and baptism is good, right? Who cares who's right and who's wrong? This is what came, Dan Merchant came to the conclusion of at the end of his movie. He said, Christians, do you want to stop dividing America? Then make the gospel of love again. Stop worrying so much about who's right. Talk to each other, listen to each other, and work together to take care of people. So let's go crazy. Let's go crazy. In fact, we're going to try to do that. We've told you that we've got Praise in the Park coming up on Sunday, January 30th at 10 a.m. There's still going to be an 8 o'clock service, though, right? We're going to have Praise in the Park, Central Park, and, you know, we want to use this as an opportunity to create a memorable event for people, an opportunity to bring people together who don't normally come together. We have invited our neighbors at Messiah Lutheran to partner with us to do that. I think they will. They're talking about that. They're going to get back to us. So we want to make that connection. I told you last week that we wanted to have the big inflatables and stuff, but we couldn't because there was problems with the liability insurance. Well, forget about that. It's on, okay? Because we found out that the company that does it, they have their own liability insurance. They've been here many times. Everything's going to be fine. And so we're going to have the big inflatable stuff. People can have fun. We're going to have stuff here for adults, too, right? I want to race you on the hopping horses, right? So we want to do that, okay? But here's the thing. So I have to make a plea to you today. So because this wasn't a budgeted item, and we don't normally meet our budget anyway, we don't really have money because it's $1,750 to bring the inflatables here. So here's the thing. If you were able to give $5 or $50 or $500 or $1,750 to help us make that happen, you would have one very happy pastor, okay? I'll just leave this picture up here until somebody gives me the money. No, I'm just kidding, right? So we need to work together to make this happen. We're under the gun. Where time is running out. We need to get the money as soon as we can to get that to get that booked. Also, anything that we get above the $1,750 is going to go toward food, okay? So here's the thing. Last week, I told you that we are going to have a potluck picnic in the park. As it turns out, there are these tricky things called laws, okay? And according to the law, we can't actually have a public potluck in the park. So what we can do is that we can prepare food in a licensed kitchen and bring it to the park and serve it. We don't have a licensed kitchen. Messiah doesn't have a licensed kitchen. We're working on that. If you can help us out, let us know. One way or the other, though, we are going to have fun, we're going to have food, and we are going to have worship. Okay, so let's do this. We're going to do something great. We're going to bring people together. And who knows, maybe it'll be just us. Maybe it'll just be Messiah and St. John people there. Or maybe, just maybe, you'll invite your friends. Maybe you'll invite your friends that go to other churches. Maybe you'll invite your friends that go to no church. Or even better, maybe you'll invite your enemies. Invite the people you disagree with. That would be awesome. Let's go crazy. It doesn't matter whether you're a red or blue person. It doesn't matter whether you have a lot or a little. It doesn't matter whether you're a believer baptizer or a baby baptizer, whether you like Elvis or Prince or Justin Bieber or none of the above. It doesn't matter. We're all just trying to get through this thing called life, right? Even though we disagree with each other, we are called to embody the gospel of love. And to come together and to be together, even if we don't agree with each other. And I have a feeling that the more we do that, the more we're going to experience that peace that Jesus promised us. Amen. Let's stand, and we'll sing the next song, which is on the screen. The words are also in the bulletin.
Desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation.
We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection.
Let's join our hearts together in prayer. Prince of Peace, lead us into the world that you came to bring us. Lord, as your church, help us to be the embodiment of your love in this community, and help us to have peace in spite of our differences. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. On this Memorial Day weekend, we give thanks, Lord, for all who have died in service to their country. And we pray that their sacrifices would continue to pave the way for a world at peace. We pray that you would protect and support the women and men who are currently serving in the armed forces and their families. Especially we pray for Alex Binger, Robson Shanklin, and Kim Hall. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all of our high school and college graduates that as they transition into the next chapter of their lives, you would guide them, encourage them, and strengthen them for new challenges and new joys. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen Lord, bring your healing and your hope to all who are in need. We pray today especially for Carlene Lau, Carol Tyler, Bob and Marge Gardner, Shirley Hall, Sandra Link, Dan Carey, BJ Gifford. Give your peace and strength to the family of Emma Seeker at her death and to those who lost loved ones in storms this past week. Be with all who grieve. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those others who are on our hearts as we name them silently before you now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. We all say, Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. by the way, how are the peas doing? Did they make it all the way around? All right, well, share the peas with one another now. And you may be seated as we continue with the offering. We sing the offering song printed in the bulletin. Pray together the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, just a couple of announcements. I want to say thank you to Cal and Joyce Wood for the altar flowers today in honor of their anniversary. Also want to say thanks to Judy Hughes for providing the radio broadcast for today. At the end of the service, graduates are going to go out and line up. So if you normally like to sneak out the back door without shaking hands with the pastor, today you might, I know what you're doing. just easy. So today you might want to consider going out this way so you can congratulate the graduates. By the way, a Memorial Day joke. So a teacher was asked her class, what are the last words of the national anthem? And one kid said, play ball! May Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. And we sing our ascending song. Thank you. peace. Share the good news. Thanks be to God.